Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Honestly, raise your hand if you would love to have Lindsay Schoolcraft as a third co-host, because we'd probably get way more episodes pushed out if there were three of us to rotate.
It's like, oh, Brooke don't want to be here this week. Oh, Brooke and Liz don't want to be here this week. It's just me and my cats.
I mean, to be quite honest, it would probably help a lot. So, because Liz and I were talking the other day, and we were like, obviously we're both burnout as shit. Mm-hmm. We're exhausted. Liz is like in the middle of this exciting new thing in her life, but we're both like working constantly. And we're just like, God, like, should we try to record this week? Like, you know, do we have time? And I was like, I want to make time again. Like, we used to like make time, and now like it's difficult. And I was like, you know, if we can't make time, it's fine. Like, I've got Lindsay next week on the show, and then the week after, Hannah's going to be on the show. So like, even if you can't, like, I've at least got like two lined up for October. And it just really made me think just about the beginning of the podcast and how just full speed ahead we were for two straight years. And then we've just gotten eaten by our jobs, and it's really depressing. And I'm trying like really hard to take more time at the end of my day for myself, mm-hmm, to do these things. And it's not working. I wish I had more than 12 hours in a day.
Oh gosh, wait till you're like early 30s and late 30s and be like, there's not enough hours in the year. Like, that's me now. I'm just like, oh shit. So yeah, no, you guys have done good. And sometimes you just need a break. Like, if I can be honest, this year, you know me, I'm a full-time musician and music producer. I've only written and produced 3 songs this year. I just work for record labels now and flail through life hoping that shit sticks to the wall.
Just saying today, like, I'm just throwing shit at the wall hoping something sticks.
Like, I still got a job, I still got an apartment, I can still afford food. I guess I'm doing okay, you know, but like it's just finding, like, there's this part of my soul that's dying, not creating new music. So like, you know, if you had this podcast all this time and you're like, oh man, what are we doing? I mean, hey, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, third co-host or like a rebrand or like, you know, like,
yeah, I honestly do think that is where it's heading for sure. Like, we are in love with like the rebranded look of it, and
it's great.
I feel like that's gonna end up where it's going, and I'm sure Liz would probably agree, because the worst thing in the world is to work so hard at making something successful and then like you let life get in the way and it just falls apart. And like, I don't want that to happen to this show, and I don't want that to happen to, you know, the community that like the listeners have created for themselves. Like, even if I don't comment and stuff like in the coven like group chat or Facebook group, like, I watch what people say. Like, you know, I read people's conversations. Like, I would not want to let that flounder and flop, because at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of people have found peace and like a community that they maybe wouldn't otherwise have off of the internet. So I just, the podcast is still really important to me. And I guess this is just me jumping back into it mid conversation with you to tell people.
Yeah.
We're still here. We're just fucking struggling.
We're a struggle bus. Well, like, you've touched a lot of lives, because like, you've made it all the way to the metal world. Like, I did that last episode with you, and shout out to Melissa Bonney. She's in, oh crap. I can't, I'm gonna say it wrong, so I'm not gonna say it, but just look her up on Instagram. You're like, oh my God, you know the Witchful Thinking podcast? Like, I listen to it every episode. And I was like, yo, and you've like hit the metal world, like the heavy metal world, you know? Yeah, you touch so many lives. And I mean, in the beginning, when I was getting back into my spiritual practice and manifesting and what have you, you guys are the first thing that came up in my search. And I was like, all right, who's this? And after like two episodes, I fell in love with you. And you've been like my two friends I carry around the world when I'm working.
I love that.
I'm sure everyone else agrees with me who listens.
I love that so much. I think that's the coolest thing ever. What the fuck? Two
Right?
little friends I carry around the world with me.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man, what are Brooke and Liz up to this week? What is Brooke gonna pop off about? And Liz in her calming, like old soul way, gonna tell her about, like, it's just so exciting.
There's always something. Oh my God, that reminds me. I have to tell you. Okay, so I was gonna save this for the next time that Liz and I record, but she's gonna listen to this probably on her way, like
Hi, Liz.
into
We
Richmond.
love you.
Hi, Liz. Love you,
We
girl.
miss you.
The other night, two nights ago, me, her, and her boyfriend went to Mom Siam, which is a delicious Thai restaurant in Richmond. And Liz and I are walking into the restaurant, and you know as much as we complain on this podcast about men and their audacity, that when something like this happens in real life, just like as pissed as we are on the podcast, just imagine us in real life, just like seething, okay, shooting daggers out of our eyes. I start to open the door, and this man that's like, not even kidding you, probably 7 feet tall, but not so tall that he couldn't see me. Like he could see me existing around him, in front of him. He just stood and stared. He just hit me in the head with his tail. Did you see that? This cat just
Yeah.
whacked shit
I think his name should be Lucifer and not Peep. Truly.
dude, you are harshing the vibes. Get out of here.
The audacity of that cat.
The audacity of this feline. He's ridiculous. Oh, he looks like a human when I do this, his little grin.
Yeah. He's very much like, ma'am, what are you doing to me?
But this man, this like 7 foot tall man, he was wearing a blue plaid shirt. He was standing in front of me. And you know when someone's coming towards you and you're coming towards them and you should each give each other a wide berth and go around the other?
Yep.
Like both people should move to get out of the other person's way. There should not be just one person just stands like a rock and you force the other person to move. He pulled one of those. And I had just had it. I just look, I he did not give me any room to squeeze around him or anything. So I shoved my way past and he didn't react. He didn't look at me. He didn't say anything. He just went around Liz, and Liz and her boyfriend saw the whole thing happen. And I turned around and I was like, wait, excuse me, Amber. It has been a while since I yelled at a man.
Y'all broke his snap.
I hadn't gone out anywhere recently, and maybe I just had, I don't know, maybe I had some feminine rage pent up, but Liz was just like, what the fuck? Like he just stood there and could see there were people trying right in front of him, directly in front of his nose, trying to get into the restaurant. He just blocked the whole door, just scouting the street. What are you looking for, brethren?
Some people, I swear, like, you know, because of the dandy pandy, it's just made some people not as smart and forget how to function in the real world. And it's no excuse. If you're a taller, bigger person, you should not be taking up the whole space of doorways.
No, and you also should not pretend like you can't see directly under your nose. Like, I know you're 7 foot tall and I'm 5'4", but you can
Oh
see
boy. Yeah,
me. You can definitely
rude.
see me. Like, oh
Wow.
my God, I just want to take up space and not feel bad about it. Like, maybe that's what he wanted, you know? Maybe I should be empathetic. Maybe he just wanted to take up space. But you know what? He has probably taken up more space in his tall ass life, blocking the sunshine, than he ever should. Okay, I'm just gonna stop.
That man casts so much shade. No.
I'm sick of it.
He just gets moss up the north side of his leg. He's so tall.
North side.
He's standing around taking up space. He ain't moving. He's casting a shadow. Oh my god, I need sleep. I'm glad you think I'm funny right now because I need sleep.
I always think you're funny. And I always go to your profile and see Fairy Goth Mother and I'm like,
we coined it. You guys solidified it. After that, I'm like, I'm a fairy goth mother. I actually went to a wedding this weekend and said I was my friend's fairy goth mother in front of like all these like really just like, I don't know how to put it. They were very just chill people. They're just very normal chill people. And then I showed up and did a speech, and I think they were like, is she like this all the time, or is she like this just because it's October? We need answers.
I'm like, no, she's always this way.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Year round. Different. Year round it is.
Yeah. Except for January. That's usually depression month. That's just like PJs.
Yeah. Oh god, you know, sometimes I forget January's coming. That's typically like, that's kind of like my lumpy month too, when I just like want to lump around.
It's such a gray month. It's like depression, taxes, and cold. It's just like, oh, sick. Love that for us. Yeah, that's when they're like, oh, winter is coming. They're just really talking about January.
Yes. Oh my god, January is winter, cold, taxes, disease and illness, because that's like around here, it's in like the second round of flu.
Oh wow, you guys, we don't get that up here. It's too cold for anything. It's like minus 25. Oh, that's, I don't know what that'd be in Fahrenheit, like minus 15. I don't know, maybe
one that starts yelling about off topic stuff.
The audacity of men. Why are you so tall?
Get damn you for being so tall. I can't get in the door.
The temperature
in front of you is 5 degrees lower than what it should be because you're too damn tall.
Sorry, your nose acts as a blinder, but get out of my way. Oh god, I don't know if we're gonna get into this. Okay, I'll try to make this quick and painless.
You ask whatever you want and we'll see if I
okay answers. So I want to ask about like your origin story, like Wolverine style. Okay, no. Like, when did you, I guess, decide or realize like you had some ability with magic or casting a spell or anything? Like, what was your first memory of like, oh shit, I'm onto something here.
Oh god, let's see. So I think when I first graduated college, I'd gotten into Wicca, I think, initially. And when we moved to Richmond, my ex and I, there was just like a whole year where, obviously, first year out of college, you're away from all your friends, your routine is gone, I was jobless, like just depressed and had no direction in life, and generally it was just like bored out of my mind. And I've never grown up religious or anything, so you know, I don't remember if it was like Twitter or what the hell it was that kind of like put me on to it, but I was kind of like, damn, like I really like the idea of choosing what you want to let guide you, whether it's like elements or deities or goddesses or the zodiac seasons or whatever. And so I had gotten this book, and I think it was like, it was called like A Beginner's Guide to Wicca or something. And in the beginning, I was very much just like a little candle magic person. I really still am, just a little, like, that's all I have time for is light a colored candle with some fucking crystals and call it a day. But like, I really was just that type of person, that type of witch. I set my altar up on the kitchen table. I wouldn't let my ex move it anywhere. And the first time I did something, I remember thinking, oh, this gives me chills. I remember thinking that I had invited something into my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know like what it was exactly. I just remember I I turned off all the lights and I ran in the bedroom and I shut the door and I just like sat on the bed facing the door because it was the only spot where I could have walls on all sides of me and in straight line, like vision of the door, whatever.
Wow.
I don't know what that feeling was. I still don't know. I don't know if it was just like pure paranoia from trying something new and saying words and incantations and shit out loud, but I generally, like, I really did feel like I invited something that could see me.
Like a lost soul, or do you think it was the first time experience like experiencing a deceased loved one or an ancestor?
I feel like, maybe an ancestor, possibly. I don't think I had really started off necessarily talking to anything except for like the elements, kind of like calling upon the elements. So that really baffled me, but I just kept getting in this vision in my head, not of like a nun, but like a person. This sounds so goofy, but like a person in a sheet pretending to be a ghost.
I wonder if any of your like grandparents or ancestors like had that sense of humor. They're like, oh, she's like open to this now. I'm gonna her first spell, I'm gonna show up in a bed sheet and spook her.
That's honestly what it felt like. I just kept thinking, like, I'm gonna turn around and someone in a white bed sheet is gonna be standing behind me. That was my first tango with it. I still have like my shit. What the hell is it called? It's a shell. It's a specific type of shell, and
Conch or a clam or a is it the spiky one?
The outside of it's kind of spiky, but the inside is rainbow colored and it's associated with cancer, like the sign.
Oh, I know which one. I can see it in my head, but I don't know the name of it.
Abalone?
Yes,
Yes.
sure.
I still have it. Still
Or
have
cancer rising, I don't know.
it. I don't know. I still have it. It was my first thing that I ever put like burning sage in before I stopped burning sage. But yeah, that was my first little dance with witchcraft, and I, whatever that feeling was, that ominous feeling, it went away after like a day. But I'd be really curious if anyone listening has ever like felt like maybe they conjured some shit.
I think we do. I think like when we open ourselves up as a vessel to receiving, it's like you also need that veil of protection or else like some weird stuff shows up. I have so many stories like, oh God. And it's this eerie feeling like something's watching you or like something's there that's like not welcome. I'm freaking you out. Sorry.
It gives me it literally like I have the like I have like chill bumps on my arm. I know exactly what you
Yeah.
mean.
That's your
Oh.
animal instinct like freaking out, you know? But yeah, we like maybe get some people to share it in the comments on the Instagram post or in the group. Be like, hey, did this ever happen to you?
Yes, because it's such a like unsettling feeling, and it reminds me of like they say like people can always sense when they're being stared at. 9 times out of 10, if I turn around and I feel like I'm being stared at, I am.
No,
So
for sure.
I'm
Yeah.
like, something is looking at me,
Oh,
even if I
damn.
can't see it. And it's just,
I
that's
hate it
another.
when you have that feeling like late at night when you wake up and your room's dark and you like have to go to the bathroom and you just have that vibe. Have you ever had that happen?
Like
That
somebody's
happens.
gonna grab you.
Yeah, or like something's like I've walked through figures that are ghosts before, and it's the worst thing. 0 out of 5 stars, do not recommend, especially like when you walk through them and you like meet them face to face and then you turn around and they're gone and you're like, I just walked through something. The fuck. But like that's interesting. Like that's the age that you started practicing. That was the age that I started opening up to it. But I saw a lot of ghosts those first few years. Just for anyone listening, I'm not schizophrenic or I'm not medicated. I don't like there's nothing going on with my brain that like, it just makes stuff up and I see it. It's like it was truly an experience. So, it's like that could be it. I feel like as we get older, we really get that goes away, being able to see that stuff and feel it.
Yeah, the
You
logic
know.
part of your brain is like, this is not real. Calm down. But
Right.
yeah,
Yeah.
God, how old? I must have been like 22. I was 22, I think, and now I'm 28. So, yeah, that was a while ago. I wonder if there's ever been any other instance. I think in my
No.
house there were a couple instances, just because I was so like unhappy there. Not my previous apartment that I left, but like when I actually like lived in a house. There were definitely some times like I didn't do very much spell work there because I had a very strong feeling that there was some type of like entity attached to that house, and that if I just no, I did
You
not.
just know.
Yeah, I really didn't do much, and that's ironic because that's where the podcast started.
Oh,
And
weird.
yeah, back where when like we heavily talked like day in and day out about witchcraft, like, and meanwhile I was not doing a ton. I was reading like a lot of cards, and I was, reading a lot of books, but like as for doing anything or, potentially opening up any like circles, because I know on the podcast a long time ago I told this story. I won't tell it again, but basically a person who was installing internet at that house when I had first moved in told me they saw a what the hell a dog-faced spirit underneath the house. And all the neighbors I talked to about are like, oh,
I
it's
want to like puke.
yeah, that's how I felt. She like didn't speak until she came in the house. Like she was definitely stoned when she came in the house. And then she was like, hey, if this house is built on any like Indian burial ground or something? I was like, I don't know. And she was like, well, I just went like in your crawl space, and there's like a something under there, and it has a face of a dog, but it looked at me like a human. I was like, you need to lay off the drugs, because what the fuck? Like, I'm home alone. You cannot be telling me that shit. And
She's on drugs and it's like a raccoon.
that's what I'm saying. I talked to the neighbors and they were just like, oh my God, like it's probably just one of those albino groundhogs. And they do exist. I looked them up, but
Yeah.
like
Or a possum.
or a possum. I wish, dude.
You would be like, it's my new pet.
You're coming home with me. You're coming
You
inside.
have a name now. You're getting a bath.
You're getting a bath. You're mine now.
You're gonna smell like grapes and get a ribbon.
Yeah. You're gonna smell like grapes, and you're gonna get a ribbon, and I'm gonna put bows in your hair.
Oh, see, yeah, so who knows? Wow, who knows what that, I don't know. I've been in houses and places where it's like, I'm not doing anything right now because the energy here says no, do not enter. Big red stop sign. So, damn. Well, I was gonna ask you, like, you said it started at 22, but like before that, maybe even as a kid, did you ever have like premonitive dreams or get like this knowing, like a message to like don't do that or don't go there? Like, was there other stuff that happened to you before you started practicing and you're like, maybe I've got some gift, like, or something?
I would used to read a lot of witch books and be like, oh, it'd be so cool to be a witch. Like I was obsessed with like Sabrina the Teenage Witch and like I Dream of Jeannie and all types of scrunch your nose and like things happen or like point your finger and things happen. And I think there was one instance where I was this was right before my dad died, actually. My grandma and I, so I wouldn't necessarily call this like too much of a, I mean, like a not a premonition. I don't know what this would be called. I guess just like picking up on maybe like my dad's spirit or something. I don't know. It was shortly after he died, so excuse me. He used to roll his own cigarettes. So he would always have like rolling tobacco and papers. And if he was rolling them, you'd know because you'd come around his chair and the smell would hit you before you even saw him.
Right.
But if he wasn't in that chair with the papers, you wouldn't smell it. So after he died, I remember specifically thinking like I want some type of sign. Like I want a sign he's here. I was thinking like, Dad, don't pop up and like scare me, but like,
In
can
a
you
bed sheet.
It's probably him. Don't pop up and scare the shit out of me, but like, you know, like I want to know that there's something after death. I want to know that my dad's not completely gone. And I remember thinking that. And then a few days later, I walked around his chair and that smell hit me in the face. And I came around the chair and I started saying to my grandma, like, what are you doing with dad's like tobacco? And she like wasn't home and his tobacco stuff was rolled up and it was in the kitchen, like put away. And I turned around and like I saw the chair kind of like move a little bit. And I was like, holy shit. And then so after I figured out, you know, I could kind of like maybe not necessarily call on his spirit, but you know, kind of communicate. I was like, I'm gonna keep my eyes open. And then shortly after that, I'd go like back to my room, you know, to do homework or whatever. And like him and I had shared a bathroom, and every time he'd shower, the whole entire bathroom would smell like his, or the hallway between my room and the bathroom would smell like his shampoo, and it would be like steamy. And that happened. Like I walked back there after he had died, and the hallway was steamy and smelled like he had just got, and yeah, so it was like super weird. But those are the only instances where I've ever been like, let me try and use my mind to like conjure some shit.
That's the thing. I think with our loved ones, especially those we're like hyper connected by DNA, we have that mediumship with them. Like they're always there showing us little signs and, you know, like doing these little, especially they say like the weeks after a pet or a loved one passes away, like they're still hanging out and doing stuff. And then they're like, okay, I'm going to stay here forever as a ghost, or I'm going to go to the other side. These are the things I've heard. I follow a lot of mediums on Instagram. Don't know how legit they are, but it's a great way to pass the time after work. And but yeah, like that's really interesting. Have you had like any weird, there's crazy things. People get visions, or they get like, you know, like someone's telling you, hey, don't go down that path, and then there's like a car accident. You're like, I almost died. Have you ever had anything like that?
Yeah, actually, there was something. I can't like fully remember it, but there was, I had a bad gut feeling about like driving to school the year after my dad had died. I had this weird feeling that if I drove to school that day, that something was going to happen either with the car or to me. I don't know. I just didn't want to. And I normally, I loved driving myself to school. Like, what teenager doesn't want to drive to school, you know? Like,
No,
of course I
driving's
wasn't like
fun.
skirt of my car, like drive up in the parking lot. But I didn't. I called my friend. I was like, hey, can you just like, it's, I know today's my turn to drive us, but like, can you drive us instead? So she drove us, and there was like, I don't remember if it was like, it wasn't like a pile up, because we're, you know, the little country area where like Liz and I are from, there's not enough traffic for there to be like any type of like pile up. But whatever it was, it involved some students at my school that like got in a car accident, and it was on the route of like me going the way that I would have gone to school. So I was just like, oh my God, like it could have been me. I don't know. But I don't know. I typically tend to go with my gut a lot, and I always tell myself that it's my dad. If I really feel a calling to do something, or if I really feel a calling to like look at something that I normally wouldn't look at, or pick something up I would normally wouldn't pick up, I always just say like, okay, he's trying to tell me something. And you know, when my grandma passes, I'm sure like I'm gonna, that's, that type of stuff's gonna be even stronger, because that's two like very, like you got maternal and paternal energies looking after you. And I just, I don't know. I believe in that shit. Anytime somebody tells me, they're just like, I don't have a good feeling, I don't really want to go out tonight, I'm like, bitch, stay home.
Trust your gut. It like screw your monkey brain, like really trust that instinct, because it's trying to protect you. And yeah, no, I always wondered, because like you mentioned things, like you've told some really interesting stories, more so in the vein of like spells and manifesting, but I was like, I want to know like how psychic Brooke is. Like, how psychic is she when she's not popping off about stuff, you know?
I can be pretty damn psychic. I'm very good at I feel like I'm very good at manifesting people reaching out to me.
Oh, hell yeah.
So weirdly enough, this has happened twice in the past 2 years, and the most recent time was this past weekend. About 4 or 5 years ago, I had a falling out with one of my best friends in the world, and I've mentioned her on the podcast so many times. We're totally fine now, but we had been best friends for years and years, and we have a bit of an age gap between us. So I think when I was around like 23, she was still like, she was a good bit younger, and like it just things just weren't lining up, and I think we just got in a fight and we just stopped talking. And I had tried to apologize and it just didn't work out. We didn't speak for 4 years. And then last year, out of nowhere, you know, I'd been thinking about her and thinking about her and thinking about her. And I wished nothing but good for her because I had nothing but love for her in my heart. And I was thinking about her one day and I was at my friend's house, and all of a sudden I get a Facebook message. I'm like, who the hell Facebook messages anymore? Nobody Facebook messages me. And it was her. Did you just raise your hand? You're like, I Facebook message.
Every day, okay. I am like 10 years older than you. Okay, we still use Facebook.
Look, I will blow your Instagram DMs up all day, but if you Facebook message me, it is going to take me a hot minute to ever realize you did it because I never check.
Okay, note taken.
I never check. You can text me, you can email me, you can Instagram DM me, you can tweet me, but I rarely ever check Facebook DMs.
What was it? I heard the best thing like a few years ago. It's like Facebook is where millennials go to argue with boomers. That's Facebook.
It pretty much
So,
is. It really
yeah.
is. I post like the occasional meme on there, but other than that, it's really just like I just have it so that the wishful thinking page can be connected to my page. That's like
And
it.
the group, right? Yeah.
And the group must live on.
Yeah, we must
Must.
keep our coven going.
We must. But it was
Yeah.
crazy. It was crazy when she reached out to me, and I just remember we rekindled things. We hung out like constantly until she moved to France to be an au pair, and
Wow.
she like I we talk every single day, and it's just like I felt like the biggest healed part of me like came back to me, because that was my baby. That's my like baby sister, my best friend, like my high school best friend, like just everything all wrapped in one. I love her to pieces. Anna, if you're listening, I love you so much. And then recently another friend reached out to me that I had like lost contact with like 2 years ago, and we had always swore that if we got in another argument, like we would fix it, we would work through it, and this time we didn't, and like things just like they didn't work out the way that you would have hoped they would have, as to like we were two adults who had said before, like we're not gonna let anything come between us, like we're stronger than that. But life happens, you know, and like you're only human. And the weirdest part was, a couple days prior, I was literally telling my coworker something funny that this girl had said, and I was like, damn, like I was like, yeah, we don't talk anymore, but shit, she was is the funniest person in the world. And I woke up on Friday morning and she had met like texted me, and I just immediately burst into tears. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so damn good at manifesting y'all back. Now, if
I
I
just think about you and you show up.
can I I'm just gonna think about the people that I miss in this life. And you know what? If you want me back in your life, then you will show up. Now, the ones that I think about that I don't want in my life, y'all stay the hell away.
Yeah, you know who you are because I told you off.
You know who you are because I told you off. Go away. Don't come back, please. But
But like my photos on Instagram.
yeah, you could not, you know what? Not even that, because they're all blocked.
Oh, damn. Okay, never mind. Never mind. It was the whole like, don't text me, don't call me, but like my photos on Instagram. We were saying that before we hit record.
Yeah, you can build
But
on my
no, these
ego.
people, no, don't make multiple accounts to spy on me either, because I'll find out and block you too.
Yeah. I'm tracking
Yeah.
your IP address, stupid.
Oh, damn. She's serious, y'all. Don't mess with her. Well, speaking of manifesting, I actually tying into that, is there been like the ultimate thing that you've wanted to manifest, and have you manifested it yet? Or are you still working on that?
Oh, I'm still working on that. I think my ultimate manifest is gonna be like a fully autonomous, functional business separate from any, like, I'm the owner. I have people who work for me, and I call the shots with my own time and my own money. That is my big manifestation next. Not even like buying a house next. I do want to buy a house, but more than I want to buy a house, I want to own my own business. Like, I mean, I do have my own LLC, but like, I don't have employees yet. I don't have, like, I want to manifest the life that I have now, but completely from my business. Like, I don't want to invite any bad energy from, the universe either. Like, universe, don't get me like fired from my full-time job or anything, because like, we're not going for that.
You
We're
know,
not.
we're not in one of those, what was it? There was one of the retrogrades was super vicious recently and like put everyone on their head. So I don't think you're gonna be
No,
kicked
thank
out
you.
of anything anytime soon. If you kept your shit together during the last bit, you're fine.
Yeah, like, please. That I hate the ones where it's like, everything, your life's gonna get ripped apart, but it'll make sense in like 3 years why it did, because everything good is coming later. I'm just like, that doesn't help me now. That kind of makes me
No.
miserable.
Yeah, why you gotta go and do this? Oh, it's a blessing, is
Is
it?
it like, damn? But I don't know. I think that's probably gonna be my next big manifesting flex. That is gonna be
Yeah.
being my own boss officially. Like, I consider myself my own boss, like, through freelance and stuff, but like, I want that to be my full Lance.
Oh, Lance. Well, I think anyone who listens like knows that you're gonna have that. I know that you're gonna have that just based off of who you are. And then when you get there and you got all these employees under you, you can get the shirt that says "Too pretty to work."
Yeah, and then I'll be such a cool, kind boss that like pays
Yeah.
employees so well that they will agree, and they'll be like, "Yeah, we love our boss. She is too pretty to work. We love her."
See, and that's the thing. I think like more people just need to fall in alignment of what they love and what they want to do, because I think like with jobs where everything's out of alignment and chaos and people aren't communicating and there's no structure and there's disorganization, I truly believe that none of those people, for the most part, are where they want to be. But if you just fall into, I want to be a boss who owns the company and I'm going to be a great boss. There are so many bosses out there who are not good bosses, who don't want to be bosses. Like they just need to go follow their dreams so you can have their job and you'll do a better job, you
Yeah,
know?
shit. I like that plan.
Yeah, so you need to take up space, because not like the tall guy in the doorway, but like in the way of like in your manifesting, be like, this is mine. I'm claiming it, whether y'all like it or not. And I'm gonna be the best boss ever. I know you'll get there. I know you're gonna like message me on Instagram one day and be like, I did it.
Oh, you'll hear long before I will be doing my celebratory, what is it called? I don't know, but you probably notice I don't post too much on Instagram. I just post on like stories. Like, if I have something to say, I'll just put it on my story. But you'll notice, because I'll be
Well, no.
posting back-to-back stories.
Yeah. By the way, it's just like 30 stories in 10 minutes. It's like, oh,
Yes.
Jesus, what
Like,
happened?
yo, damn, somebody made her LLC her full time. Go, bitch.
You know? And then, like, all memes related to it that you've been saving for 5 years.
Yes.
But yeah. So, is there anything that you've manifested that like was so freaking specific it scared you? You're like, oh damn, what did I do? I fucked shit up with the universe.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't I don't really understand how I did this one. I think it was more just like having faith that I was gonna be like taken care of. But and we I think Liz and I have talked about this before when I first moved and forgot about the fact that I needed to pay rent at two places. This was when I was like 25, I think, and I was like, oh shit, like I need to like I've got to pay, you know, last month here and first month there. And I told her about it, and I was just like, you know what? I'm like not even worried. Like, I'll figure it out later. Like, if I have to, I'll use some savings, whatever. And then that day, I literally got a tax refund that I didn't know I was getting in the mail for exactly like $1,400. And I was like, Liz, Liz, look what I did. And then I almost accidentally ripped the check in half because I was so excited. So she took it from me and she's like, you dumbass. Like, you almost ripped your manifestation up.
Well, didn't that happen to you once too with like needing to pay off a car or something? Like it was the exact amount of money you needed to like pay off.
That happened to her. Yeah.
Oh, that was it. That was Liz. Okay. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. That is wild.
Yeah, that was definitely her mom looking out for her as well. Like, her mama was not gonna
Yeah.
let her pay for no man's mistake.
Oh, hell no. No.
Hell to the no.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I have more silly questions here. I want to get into the silly questions now because I feel like we need to be there. So I know your zodiac through and through, but are there any zodiac signs that you just absolutely love and then ones that you can't stand?
Oh God.
And are they gender specific?
Yes. Okay. I cannot. Okay. If you're listening and any of these match you, just take it with a grain of salt and understand that everybody has their own experiences. I don't like Sagittarius men.
They're wild. They are insane.
They are crazy and not in the good way.
No, I know one, and he's on the cusp of Capricorn, and he's lovely and responsible, but also wants to take over the world. And I'm like, I don't know how you're gonna make that happen, bro.
Dream big, child. That's what I have to say to that is dream
Yeah.
big.
But the rest of them, oh boy, howdy. I knew one guy who like he was I can just say this just so you understand what it's like living up here in Canada. This man, I knew him, I don't talk to him anymore. He's Guyanese, but he thinks he's a cowboy and he wanted to be a Royal Canadian Police and he'd like talk with a southern accent and he'd listen to country music and he'd go out shooting and one time he texts his mom and being like, "Is it legal to eat seagull? 'Cause I shot one and I'm about to fry one up." Shout out to Ryan. That's a male Sagittarius
Yeah,
in their
that one.
archetype. I don't know how else to describe male Sagittarius.
No, it's the truth. It's like they all want to live up to that. What the heck is the what is the half man, half horse their thing?
Oh, a centaur.
Yes, they all want to live up to that centaur
But
with
be
the
like ripped and like the bow and arrow, but like adventurous and fiery and hot-headed, and he was all of those things.
Why do you want to live up to this, like this sentient being? Like this, what the hell is like so? They're just like, yeah, I'm a Sagittarius. Like I'm just like a free spirit. Like that doesn't give you an excuse to be an asshole.
Yeah, or like tell people off, or you know, throw your beer cans at people when you're done chugging them. Like, what's these are my experience.
Rude.
I know. And then you have like on the other side, you have like female Sagittarians. We got like Taylor Swift and Amy Lee and my boss, for example. And they're all just like badass bitches who are like, yo, I'm cool. I don't know. Taylor's special, but yeah.
I like Taylor's special.
She's all over my feed, even if I don't want her to be. And I'm like,
Yeah.
God damn it, Taylor.
She's definitely having another one of her moments, like her big, like publicity moments, which, like, you know, get your coin, bitch. Get up in your bag.
Yeah, she's just let her have it. It's fine. She's worked hard. So, any other ones that you can't stand? Any other ones that rub you the wrong way?
I really like Capricorn women, but I don't like Capricorn men. I also don't really like Cancer men are a little but I love Cancer women. I think Cancer men are just a little bit like
They're interesting. Like they're like aloof and warm and sweet, but you look at them the wrong way and they start crying.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I really hope that nobody looks at me like that. I'm just like, but they might.
They might. I had to laugh at the Capricorn man saying, I'm now dating a Capricorn man. He's so special, but he's great. Like, I wouldn't want to date any of the other signs. I feel like I've pretty much dated all of the signs, not calling myself a hoe bag, but here we are. And like, I actually feel at home with this Capricorn, but he's a December Capricorn. He's not January Capricorn. They're
Okay.
probably as bad as the male Sagittarians. Yeah, he's this very gentle, sweet, smart creature that loves money and works himself into the ground. And I'm like, I can get down with this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I find my biggest one that I just immediately I know, I know when I don't want to be around them is male Scorpios. Holy shit. They're
They're the
such
worst.
D-bags. They're
Yes.
just, and no offense to any listening who might be friends or like, maybe you worked on yourself, but like as a
Working on yourself.
maybe I feel like Scorpio is like the last sign that wants to work on itself. No offense, but like, I as a female Pisces, I'm like, I don't know, man, they sting. Like they just like one minute they're this, they're all charming and like in you, and the next minute they're just like calling you ugly. Like they are mean. But I don't know. Yeah. Are
Yeah.
there any What ones do you love the most, though? Like, what you said you like female cancers. Are there any other ones that you super love?
Oh, I love Virgos. I mean, I'm a rising Virgo, but I can always get behind a Virgo because it's just like, that's the alchemist of the zodiac, and like I love Virgos. I love Aquarius, both. My dad
Yeah.
is an Aquarius, and one of my best friends is an Aquarius, and Pisces can be iffy. Pisces men, no. Pisces women, most of the time, yes. It depends, because some Pisces women can have like a victim complex, and I have some
They
friends.
do.
I have a couple like Pisces, like triple Pisces friends, and I'm just like, you
Oh
are
no.
not. Oh yes,
That's a curse that they were not blessed on their birthday. That's
poor
a curse.
babies.
Like, there's no amount of like reversal and protection spells that you can do to fix that. Like, you gotta call your
No,
therapist.
I'm just
Because,
like,
like,
there's some serious work that must be done here, and I feel like I can say that because I have a moon in Pisces.
there you go.
I can be
That's
pretty
great.
vindictive when I feel like
You
it.
have two water signs and an earth sign rising. Oh, baby.
That's why you had to watch me cry before this podcast.
It's okay. I get it. Like, sometimes we all just need a good cry. I've been there. But that's the thing. The whole, I used to be the victim. I used to play the victim a lot. And then when I got out of it, I'm like, I'm not a victim. I'm a champion. There's been less crying and more doing, and that's, I think that's every Pisces, like, what thing they need to overcome.
Yeah.
Is not the crying part. That's always going to happen, but the victim part.
The victim part for
Yeah.
sure. That's definitely the, and getting them to see, like, and this goes for, I'm plenty of my Pisces friends are gonna listen to this and be like, you think that about me? I'm like, dude, I think that about myself sometimes. It's okay. But the biggest thing is just getting them to admit, like, you're not taking responsibility.
Yo.
And it's okay, just admit it, and we can work from
God forbid, though. No, I still have stuff that I don't want to admit that I'm doing wrong,
there.
and I need to work on, and I'm like, I don't want to face this.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff I feel like with every zodiac sign, there's very developed, there's the version of a sign that's developed, and there's the version that's undeveloped, and I feel like the underdeveloped sign is the one that gets all the bad stereotypes. Like when people are like, oh, cancers are crybabies, it's like, okay, are cancers crybabies, or is your experience just like with all cancers, ones who have yet to like come into their understanding of how their emotions work? You know?
Exactly. Like every Gemini I've known until they got healed, they were feral. They're just feral monsters.
Yes.
And I
Yes.
love my Geminis. Shout out to Brunhilde. She's a Gemini. And she's healed. At least I think she's healed. I hope she's healed. And it's like, until then, it's like it's the two faces, right? You get like this loving, awesome side, and then you get the other side, and you're like, holy shit, where'd that come from? So
Yeah.
dual signs are the scariest. Be wary of us. Be very wary of two fish.
Yeah, right.
But yeah. So with like, do you follow Chinese zodiacs at all? Like, do you know your Chinese zodiac? Do you resonate with it?
Oh my God, wait, am I a pig or a monkey? Hold on.
Oh.
I gotta look it up. Hold on. I think I might be. I think I've always been like, I didn't like that animal for my Chinese zodiac. I just pretend that it's not mine. Hold on. Let me look
Do you know that they have an element attached to them? There's like five elements that they cycle through.
Yes, I'm a pig.
Yeah, you're a pig. Oh, that's great. Little pig. Curly tail. Do you know what element, though, of pig you are?
No, let's see. Let's see.
Could also be a boar. It doesn't have to be like you ain't bacon. Like you can be the warrior of the forest.
I'm a wood pig, wood element.
Oh, okay.
People born in a pig year corresponding to the wood element are good-natured, lovely, easygoing, and brave. Ah, okay, Google.
And brave. Brave as in popping off.
And brave, as in I will pop off on an 8-foot-tall man in my way when I try to get me some Thai food. Thank you.
See? There you go. There you go.
Oh, that's the wood pig. Wait, so what's an air pig like?
God only knows. I
Air.
think, what are the elements? There's like fire, wood, gold, water. And I think, is it steel? There, I don't know if it's air or steel. No, I don't remember.
Fire, wood, earth, gold. Oh, gold are also called metal, and then water.
Oh,
Okay. So
okay.
wait.
I got very confused.
Why is there no air pig?
Is there no air element in
What?
what are the, hold on, what are the Chinese zodiac's elements? We need to get the Google machine on this.
This is interesting.
I asked a question and I can't even answer. Change that
Where are gold
element.
pigs?
Okay, let's see. Metal, water, wood, fire, earth. There is no air. There's wood and earth. There's wood, what? So
Why
it's like
is there a wood pig?
you are a sapling or you are dirt.
What the hell? I don't really. How is wood an element?
Apparently, lightning is also an element in some Asian zodiacs and mythology, which I find to be crazy.
Lucky numbers
What
for
are they?
wood pig are 6 and 9. Lucky colors are gray, white, and green. My bed is literally gray, white, and green.
There you go.
And I have so many. This is gonna, well, nobody.
So, wait a minute. 69 and lucky bed sheets? What are you getting at, girl? What are you getting at?
Lucky bed sheets. I was gonna say so many things like passwords and stuff. Like I love to use. Someone's gonna try and hack my shit.
Here we
Watch.
go. You're getting hacked. Everyone, Brooke's getting hacked.
I love using those numbers. Like if I'm ever just trying to come up with something like a random code for something that I'll never remember in a million years because Apple remembers it for me, I'll just like hit 9 and 6 over and over and over.
That's
That's
funny. Well, there you
wild.
go. There you go.
I'm a
Yeah,
big.
because like I like Chinese zodiacs. I think they're really cool and interesting. You know? Like, have you ever deep dived into your star chart and been like, oh, this makes a lot of sense?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'll dive into that thing and I'll just be like, damn, ignorance truly is bliss. I didn't need to know why I'm like that. I didn't need to know that I'll
No.
never, maybe never escape this personality trait of mine. I thought there was hope for me. There is not.
You are a complete human being and perfect just the way you are, and you're wonderful. Don't hate your star chart, my dear. You lack nothing.
You
As long
sure
as there's.
you don't want to be a therapist? I'll give you my money right now.
You can just invoice me at the end of the year. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
$100. Thank you.
That's a shitty joke with my boyfriend. I know everyone keeps telling me I should be a therapist, and I'm like, that requires a lot of. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm just gonna tell the whole world this. And I noticed this with my coaching because I do coach like musicians in business. If someone's not doing the work, oh shit, I don't want to work with you.
No.
you need to be doing the work. I just like you know the whole victim thing and the whole like just
Yeah.
not taking yourself seriously and wanting to, yeah, that's why I couldn't be a therapist. I'd pop off. I would pull a full-on Brooke and I'd go from being sweet, like what I just said to you, just being like, you're ruining your life.
Get it the fuck together, or you're not getting back on my books.
Yeah, you're the reason your life sucks.
No, it's serious. Yes.
Yeah, no, you couldn't pay
Exactly.
me enough money. I'd get sued more than I'd get paid for like emotional damage. So yeah, we're not going there. Okay, well, there was that. Oh, okay. So this one's interesting. It's going out of like manifesting and zodiacs now. Is there like been, have you ever been somewhere and you're just like, this is the worst energy I've ever been around and I need to leave. Do you have a story like that?
Oh my God, I have so many. So many. Let me
What
think.
did it feel like? Like, was it like,
Dirty. Like I had like stepped,
yeah.
I felt like my soul had like stepped inside someone's trap house.
Wow.
Like I just felt like,
Jesus.
you know how when you walk in a house where people smoke inside and like ash covers every surface?
Gets in your eyeballs, it gets all up in your nose hairs, you can't get it out of your
Yes.
hair, you can taste it.
You can taste it, and you touch a table, and even if the table's been wiped off, like it's just covered with like cigarette ash and
Oh,
funk.
yeah.
Like that's how it felt. And yeah, that I feel like I felt like that more often in college, walking into like, dirty college kids like houses and stuff, but I've also like had that feeling as an adult being around certain people, just get that grimy ass, like go bathe your soul in the waters of Minnetonka or something. Like you are filthy as hell and I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, that I've had a few instances like that, mainly with one person. I won't say what band or what instrument they played, but I had to spend some time working with them. And when I was around them, it was like an energy vampire. Like they just had this gray, purple, gross, low pulsating, horrible energy.
Ew.
And they just like suck the air dry and like any positive anything in the room, they just suck it out of the room. And it was just like they were like this vacuum of just like darkness and despair. I know that sounds very on brand for me, but like trust me, when you experience an energy like that, it's not like something you want to say.
No.
And the minute that I didn't have to work with that person anymore, I was like, I am so relieved because that person just would ruined everything. And I can't even fathom what it would take for a person to get to that point where they were just so incredibly awful feeling to be around, you know? And I wasn't the only person who felt that way or experienced it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like, yeah, it did feel like stepping into that room full of cigarette grime all over everything.
Yeah, like it like I'm trying to describe just like the worst, nastiest, smelliest type of house you could be in.
Like
Just
mold everywhere.
mold, old moldy cat turds maybe,
You know, rat shit everywhere.
Rat
Toilet that
shit,
hasn't been cleaned in 10
roaches.
years but have been used the whole time.
Like,
Just a squatter's pad, like straight
oh,
up.
just a squatter's pad, a straight up trap house. Trap house for the soul.
It's funny that you call it trap house. We call it a squatter's pad up here. Trap house. Because there's like trap music, right? But I'm
Yeah.
like, is that what we're talking about? Because like I don't know no more. I'm in the game and I don't even there's like trap metal, my friend makes it, and I'm just like,
I need to
What?
hear that. I need you to send me that because I've never heard of that.
Oh, you'll probably like it because he's all like Lucifer and demons and stuff. It's great. It's so kitschy. I love it. He's like, he's in LA right now. He's like killing it. But yeah, there's trap metal and then there's trap music and then there's like, I should just become a musicologist. I'm so autistic. Like my useless skill is just like absorbing all this like band and genre knowledge and I have nowhere to put it. You heard of this band? Probably not. You'll hate it, but here you go.
Check it out.
Check it out. Oh my word. Okay. I was just wondering if that was a thing or if like, only I've experienced that. Okay, so this is a cute question. Who is the person who's most positively affected your life, like ever? Oh, you're like muted. What happened to you? You've gone away. Brooke, where'd you go?
What the heck?
Yeah. You're just like, you're back.
Okay, I'm back now. I had to disconnect Bluetooth. My laptop connects to his AirPods all the time, so he'll like hear whatever I'm listening to or whoever I'm talking to. Anyways, continue.
Who's that person? Who's the person?
He's like, who the heck is that? Wait, no, I didn't even catch that. What was your question?
Yeah, my question. I asked who's the person who most like positively affects your life?
Oh man.
Other than your dog.
Oh man, she can't count.
I mean, she can.
Oh.
Like someone who's like a real mentor and just like really, you're like, man, this person like gets me and they love me and I can be my truest form of weirdo self around.
I think honestly, as far as like mentor goes, my other like my freelance boss Amanda, she is just like the epitome of sophistication. She is like what I want to be when I am. I think she just turned, she might have just turned 41, I think, but she's just amazing. She's wonderful, and I talk to her all the time every day, and she's just like my biggest cheerleader. She's so great to work with. She has hooked me up with like so many different aspects to like further my career. Like genuinely like a girl's girl, like wants to like help you be better. Like has been in your place 20 years prior, knows what it's like, and is like, I got you, baby. Like I feel like her little like prodigy. She's great. She by far that is like, she never brings anything other than good energy and encouragement to the table. And I probably should have texted her today and been like, I'm having a breakdown. What do I do? She would have been like, what's wrong? Whose ass do I have to kick?
I love her already, and I don't even know
Oh,
her.
she's wonderful. She's absolutely amazing. I actually got to meet her in person for the first time this summer when Liz and I flew down to Florida and we stayed with her and the boss, her boss, my boss, whatever, who owns the one of the brands we freelance for, we got to meet them in person in Florida, and it was great. And it was just like just the best feelings. We call ourselves the No Bad Days at Work Club because just we genuinely like just don't we don't have bad days. Maybe that's like what it's like when you freelance and you're not always like up in your employees' faces, like your freelancers' faces. Maybe that's just what happens. I don't know if that's just an us thing. I don't know.
Sounds like a good vibe, a good tribe.
She's great. And she, if I was a mom, I would want to be like her as a mom.
Aww.
Just the way that she like loves her kids and takes care of them and puts them first. I'm just like, oh my God, if I was gonna be a mom, I want a mom like you do, because
Aww.
you just she just seems to like have this shit together. I know she's got her days. She's probably got her bad days just like everybody else. She's been through some shit, you know? But
She
there's
sounds lovely.
no better
I bet
feeling.
if every mom was like her, the world would need no therapists.
Oh, definitely. If everyone was like her, the world would need no therapist, and the world also there probably wouldn't be like any adoption agencies because everybody would just have the most perfect mother in the world.
Right.
So
Responsible, had them when they were ready. Contraceptives. Listen, as someone who wasn't planned, it's fine.
No, I wasn't. I was a complete accident myself. So believe me, I 100% resonate
Yeah, but I'm glad you exist, so it's fine.
the accident, the baby accident club.
Not planned. Oh my gosh. I
Not
love
planned,
that.
buddy.
All right. I have two more questions. And then.
Absolutely, dear. I found my charger.
Okay, that is smart. I was like, we're going on an adventure through her house. It is very magical looking, by the way, for those who are just listening. It's very magical. Okay, this I like this one because like I just stay up at night theorizing this. Are there any celebrities out there that you suspect they practice witchcraft and they're doing a good job with it?
Oh man, so many. Okay.
Go
So,
for it, go for it.
for one, I definitely know for a fact that
Oh yeah, our queen.
Lana definitely has to be doing witchcraft.
To do what she did with her life and her career, yeah, she'd been manifesting.
Oh my God. Yeah, she for sure. That woman
She
has
puts
been
you
through some shit. How the
under a
hell?
spell with her songs. Like, I showed my boyfriend Lana Del Rey. This is why I'm dating him, because he's open to anything. And I'm like, you're awesome. Like, you're not like, I'm some elitist metalhead. I can't listen to anything but metal. No, he's like a music producer too, so he gets it. And he's like, of course, in true drummer fashion, he's like, oh yeah, I really like the beats. But he's like, but this is really good, but it's like putting me under a spell. Like, it's putting me to sleep. And I'm like, ah, that's Lana Del Rey. Yeah, oh,
Yeah.
her, she's admitted to like hexing the president, which we all greatly appreciate. She's doing the people's, justice.
Doing the people justice.
She's just doing all the justice for everybody. And what are some other ones? You're like, yeah, you do the witchcraft.
Shoot, what the heck is her name? She's in Waiting to Exhale. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
I
I thought
think
it
I
was.
got a little ad for it recently.
Oh, that movie's so good. I sh had no business watching it when I was a child, but I definitely watched it. Angela Bassett. This woman in the black
Oh,
dress.
her for sure. She looked like she up to something.
She does, doesn't she? And like she also was on Coven, like playing the leader on AHS, like playing the shit, I forget what her coven was called, but she's just, oh my God, she's just got some crazy energy about her that I'm just like, you'd be rubbing like probably period blood on your face or something once a month. I know you're doing some dark shit. I feel it. I feel it. You're in tune with your divine feminine lady for sure. 100%. I also think, let's see, there's a couple more for sure.
What about like the whole like Taylor Swift doing witchcraft during her shows? Have you seen that and heard about that?
No, what is it? What exactly are people saying she's doing?
They're watching her show and they like see her doing like weird hooded stuff with candles as part of the dance routine, and it looks like a coven and it looks like a ritual sacrifice, and they're like, Taylor Swift's doing witchcraft during her show. And I'm like,
What?
it's called entertainment, right? Like, I've never heard anyone come after Madonna about this. I wonder if Madonna does the witchcraft. I would not be surprised.
Oh, I'm
Madonna's so
sure.
special. She's like really, I hope she's doing okay. Like, she looked like she's been going through some stuff lately, but like, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm trying to think of some other celebrities. There's got to be some. I don't know. Because you only get to know them through like their entertainment role, and then it's just like when you actually like watch interviews, you're like, oh, like I'm watching the whole Jada thing right now, like Pinkette, where she comes out about a bunch of stuff. I'm like, oh, Jada for sure does the witchcraft. Come on.
Oh my God, that whole mess with her and Will Smith blows my mind. The fact that they weren't even married anymore, or they were like legally separated when he slapped the shit out of Chris Rock.
Oh, Will. Poor Will. I
Famous
don't
people are
know.
nuts.
I wouldn't want to be that famous. I don't think it's doesn't look like fun.
No, it looks like everybody in your business judging you.
Yeah. And then it's just like, imagine like you all of a sudden have all this money and all these resources and you can do whatever you want with your life. Like, what would you do? Like, there'd be no challenge. Like I just have analysis paralysis and just be like, I don't know, let's save some whales. Like,
Yeah, I'd be like, can I just hire someone to tell me what to do? Because now I have too many options and I don't know what to do. So if I do nothing, I'm gonna feel like a giant piece of shit.
yeah, literally. That's why they have like personal assistants and like business managers, because they're like, what do I do with my power and money? Yeah, it just seems like a horrible place to be. I will not be manifesting that level of anything for myself.
Oh, Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish, definitely.
Her music, like, I'm sorry, she's an old soul. Like, to be that young and to be able to communicate human emotions so precisely, like you're a 40-year-old who's been through three divorces. I'm sorry, like, she's definitely got something going on there. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, definitely. I don't know.
Me
It's
some
like,
Billie Eilish. Miley Cyrus, too.
probably. I mean, isn't her dad famous though? Wasn't it like Billy Ray Cyrus, her dad?
Yeah, her dad was famous for some country shit, but
Yeah, I mean, I'm old enough to say like I grew up dancing to one of his songs, like, you know, the ancient times of pop music. Yeah, no, like, you know, it's like, it's cool when you have like a family connection who can get you in, but then you look at like some people in the entertainment industry, it's like you didn't know nobody, like you're just like, I'm getting into this whether people like it or not.
yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's some that I've always wondered about, like Sandra Bullock or like Jennifer Aniston, and I'm like, y'all don't look like you age, like there's something going on there.
Yes, both of them. I was gonna say, what the hell does Jennifer Aniston do? Because
She eats salad.
she eats
Yeah.
salad.
Oh
You
my God.
I think, I don't know. I think Gwyneth Paltrow eats only salad, but she like doesn't look like she's doing so hot. Like she kind of looks a little bit like she's struggling with some type of chronic illness. Not to like pass judgment, but
No. I haven't seen any pictures of her lately. I have no idea what she looks like. I just know she made a vagina scented candle.
and then
That's all I know
exploded
her
on
for.
people.
As vaginas do, but
It's great marketing.
it was great marketing. That was all part
It was
of a
all
plan.
part of a
It was
higher
very on
power.
brand.
I don't know. The last I saw, she was in court for running over that person during her ski trip, and she was upset because she said it ruined her ski trip.
Was she a Pisces? Does she need to take accountability?
Oh my God, let's look. Why do I feel like she's a Pisces? Let's see.
Because only a Pisces would be crazy enough to make a vagina scented candle. Let's be real.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow. Zodiac sign.
Oh my God, this suspense is killing me.
Oh, she's not, but she's a Pisces ascendant.
Oh, there we go. She
That.
fooled us. The ascendant fooled.
What else do you think she'd be?
Oh, I feel like there's an air sign in there, but I could be wrong. What is it?
She's a Libra.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's the second sign that would be crazy enough. Legit, Pisces and Libra, man, we're insane.
With a Gemini moon. That's
Oh,
some chaotic energy.
that's just all chaos. That's just like dual signs, left, right, center. That poor woman. That's why she's having a hard time.
That's why she ran over that person during her ski trip in Utah in 2019.
That was the Gemini in her chart, okay?
Yes. Also, what the heck is the. Oh, shit. What's her name? Julia Roberts.
Oh, her. Yeah. Damn, she's got to be a witch.
I wonder what she. I haven't seen her. I mean, she hasn't been in movies or like anything for years, right?
Sometimes people just make their money and they just want to disappear to a farm and make jam. You know, like, I get it.
I 100% get it. She lives in Georgia. She has three
There we go.
and
Yeah.
she looks amazing.
Yeah, she has always looked really, really good. Some people just age really well. Some don't. Sometimes there's stress and illness, but I don't know. I have not. I've just accepted that, like, A good moisturizer and staying hydrated is the only way to like really keep up on your looks, but like there's no spell to reverse it. Time gets all of us.
Time's gonna make us all old and wrinkly. No, don't nobody feel special.
Gravity is gonna get your boobs. Like it's just.
Not my perky tit ears.
I know, enjoy them. Mine, let me tell you, the pandemic ruined mine. Like they're doing some stuff now because I gave up on bras. And I'm like, oh, because I'm gonna be 40 in 2 years, and I'm like, yep, it's coming. It's the quickening. It's time and gravity are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
The quickening. It's
Yeah.
the quickening.
The quickening.
It's that time before. It's like that time in between what, like menopause and what else? It's called the quickening.
Yeah, the quickening. It's just like late 30s to early 40s. You're like, oh shit, I'm not 20 no more.
Oh, man.
Enjoy it. You have like what, another year or two, and then you can't pull all-nighters anymore because your body starts to like degenerate. What is it, 27? You stop producing cells at the rate
Oh,
that you do.
God. So have I stopped producing my cells last year?
Wait, how are you, 28 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so at it's 27, your cell regeneration rate goes down. Like you don't produce them as quickly as you used to.
Great.
Yeah, wait till your 30s. Just girl, you wait. It's great.
Wonderful.
You get smarter and you get like if you think you don't put up with shit now, oh my word, wait till your 30s. You're going to be popping off even more. But like in this classy like no, there's like no negotiation. There's no argument. Like you're just like we're done. But yeah, so I don't know how we got on the topic of boobs and gravity, but here
We
we are.
always do. Every
I
episode,
know.
we end up talking about the perky tit years.
Oh yeah. Oh, another thing. Like you have to understand, I'm like a size 8. I'm lying. I'm probably a 10, but I'm like a size 8, and I'm like 5, what, 5'2", 5'3", somewhere in between. And I go to get a new bra. Okay, I haven't treated myself to a new bra since before the pandemic. So like, shit's different now. And it's like such an awkward experience because you go and it's like, can you measure me? You know, just like, can you tell me what my boob size is? Like, not awkward at all. And she's like, I think you're a D. And I'm like, when did that happen? Like, I've always been like a C cup. I'm like, a D? Is this because of gravity? Like, what happened? No, I'm a D now. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. I think I'm a D32 or something. And I'm
Oh
just like,
my God.
I'm
Well,
like,
are you happy about that? I don't think you are.
no, I've been since the pandemic, I gained a lot of weight. Like I went up to like 160 and now I'm like down to 145. And these last like when I went before the pandemic, I was in this band touring world and I weighed like 128 and I was banging. But I was also like full of anxiety and not eating enough. And to lo losing these last like 15 pounds, I'm like, I am chunky, but you know what? Like who cares? Like you know when you get I'm just like, who cares? I have my career. I have this super hot man in my life who also thinks I'm banging. And my family loves me and my friends love me. They don't give a shit if I'm 15 pounds more. My fans don't care. They like my music. They're probably just like, oh, cool. She's like embracing her chunk, you know, but like a size D, like, I don't know. I never thought I'd see the day. Follow your dreams, girls. Follow your dreams.
You said a size D remeasure. You must have got it wrong.
No, I put on the bra and I was like, well, this is us now.
Well, if it was comfortable.
Yeah, I feel better. I feel more secure and I don't feel like stuff's flopping out everywhere. So, as a singer who goes on stage, you don't want your girls everywhere. It's just not a good time. It's like you want to focus on your singing technique, not if you're falling out everywhere. So, gotta strap the girls in. They're going for a ride.
You don't want to pull a who was it? Is
Janet
it a
Jackson with
yes.
Justin Timberlake? Yeah, no, that was iconic and really weird and probably planned. Why did you have a nipple plate piercing over your nipple, girl? You planned that, okay? Conspiracy theorists over here.
I remember being in elementary school when that happened. Everyone was like, yo, I saw Janet Jackson's boob.
I was like, it's a boob. It's like, good job, Justin Timberlake. Way to respect a woman's autonomy, a douche.
Why did he do that? Did he do
Yeah.
like I don't understand.
I just feel it was planned. I feel it was a publicity stunt because it makes no sense. Like, it just makes absolutely no sense. And as someone who's like in an adjacent entertainment industry, because metal's like it's heavy metal's its own special breed of monster. It's like, yeah, I see the publicity stunts that happen all the time. And I was like, you planned that. Like, don't for one second think like, oh, you know. I mean, there are things that happen and you're like, oh, that was not planned. That sucks. But like, no. Like,
That
showing your
is
boob to the
just so
world.
wild to me. It's
What was
insane.
so wild? What, just the whole idea of like planning something like that?
That would be something they'd plan. Like who signs off on that? Like, just Janet Jackson's like, yeah, like I'm down with this. Like, this is a good, this is, I'm okay with this. If someone was gonna like potentially flash my boob on stage like that, I'd be like, no, can we do anything else but this? Like, that's just a, this is dumb.
I wonder if her CD sales skyrocketed during that time. Like, I'm gonna go look that up tonight. That's gonna be like my overthinking before bed hobby.
Oh,
That's
probably.
what I
Probably.
do.
I can almost guarantee it.
Oh God, I have lots of cool things to think about tonight, so I can't fall asleep. Okay. So, in closing, I know you said you just do candle magic and you got some stuff going on. Have you been practicing at all lately, or are you just like, just getting through the year?
Oh my God, it's funny you even ask because I was gonna say something myself. I literally have just been trying to get through the year. I don't know the last time that I did anything. Well, no, I take that back. I bought some cool witch books at Mongrel and I posted them on the podcast story a week ago. But that's like the most that I've done getting in touch with any aspect of myself in the this realm of things. I'm just so fucking tired. I'm just
Yeah. When you're tired, it's hard. I kind of been in the same place. I actually just contact my psychics and they tell me stuff for me 'cause I'm too tired to listen to the messages or put out any stuff. This year's been hard.
just like, can someone just, I don't know, just do the spell work that I need for me, but don't expect me to pay you for it.
That's the other thing I love. Oh my God.
Oh my
That's
God.
the other thing I love about manifesting, though. It's like, it's a very set it and forget it thing, especially for me. It's like, I want the thing. Now I'm going to go do the work. And then in like 2, 3, 5, 8 years, those are like my numbers for when things manifest. I don't know if those are my lucky numbers in the zodiac, the Chinese zodiac. They're like, okay, we're here now. And I'm like, oh shit, yeah, I asked for that. I worked really hard for that. And that's like, okay, I just need a bitch right now.
Go
That
for
is a thing. Oh my God, these mana fuckers, okay? Let me tell you about this. They're like,
it.
no, they're being little shit bags and they're ruining manifesting for the rest of us. They're like, eh, I'm manifesting something. I want something from the universe, but I don't want to do the work. But I'm gonna have it. It's mine. Like this entitlement of like, I want this lush, delicious life with all the things, but I'm not willing to do the work. I'm like, what the hell? Who are your parents? Like, Jesus. Like, yeah, no, I met some people and they're just like, oh, angel numbers. Oh, like all these things. And I'm like, you want that and you're not doing the work. You ain't ever gonna get that. You're gonna be hella disappointed when you don't get that thing. But like, yeah, they just, oh boy, howdy. When I meet people like that, I'm like, I'm gonna go over here and work now. Bye. Like, I can't relate to you.
No, because it's just like there, I feel like the internet is a very good place to get the type of information that you want to get. But I do feel like one thing that I don't really like about this era of the internet plus witchcraft is that people like learn, they quote, learn what they think is a technique for something through like carousels or a reel or something on Instagram. And they don't like truly understand what they don't truly understand what they're trying to do. Like, they don't even know what they're actually capable of because they just read like a couple sentences on Instagram of like, this is how, oh, you see 222. Oh, that means everything is in alignment. But they like also don't know, like, okay, you could see 222 when you need to stop fucking around and like get your shit together. Like, it's not all rainbows and sunshine.
It's
It's
not
the
an
same people
enabler
that
for
like
your
don't
shit
want to do
behavior.
shadow work and stuff, or they're like, I don't believe in that. Like, I don't,
Oh man, let me tell you, shadow work is horribly hard. It's so hard, especially like healing like your inner child and then your inner teenager. I never sobbed so much in my life.
Oh.
Oh, the worst. But like, nobody fucks with me now. I'm unstoppable. But like, yeah, like it just. I know what you mean. It's like no, it's you can't use these things like to enable your bad habits and poor behaviors. Like do better. Like what happened to growth and like learning and like I don't know. It's terrifying. Like there's some I've met some witches who and I'm not trying to shit talk them. I'm just saying like I've met them and like they practice the craft, but they've done no self-worth at work. And I'm like, but if you do the work on yourself, you become more clear, focused, powerful, so to say. And they just like, just because you do like doing witchcraft does not mean you don't need therapy or you don't need to work on yourself. Like,
Yeah.
oh boy, it's like this
It sucks.
all-encompassing thing. It's rough. Yeah. Like when I meet witches who are like, I do stuff, and I'm like, cool, tell me about like this and how is this for you? And they're just like, what? And I'm like, oh crap. Well, but what I was gonna ask you was, like, where do you see your spellcrafting going in the next few years, and like, how important is it to you moving forward? But you are in this place right now, so like, there's no pressure to answer it unless you have an answer.
I would ideally, what I would like is to get back into actively manifesting things and reading cards daily. That's like the two things that I really enjoyed and I found the most sense in them. I felt like I could find the answers I was searching for through those two things. And, technically, could I, instead of reading mystery novels for hours every night, could I swap that out and like read some tarot cards or pull some oracle cards or something? Yes. Yes, I could. But at the same time, reading for me is a mindless, brainless activity that I can just do, and I have to use my brain for spellcrafting and manifesting and writing down my intentions. And oh my God, it's
It's
so much.
energy. It's
It's
energy. Have you read any of Erin Hiscock's books about witchcraft? She's like she's a high priestess here in Canada. She wrote The Green Witch. It's like one of the most popular Wiccan books. And I'm reading a book right now by her called Spellcrafting. And she says that just don't do witchcraft if your energy is low. It's gonna drain you. The
Yeah.
spell's going to suck. Your messengers are gonna be confused. Like
Yeah.
you only have so much energy at the end of the day, and it's like you gotta use it for what you need to use it for. So
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, whenever you're ready, and it seems like you're really strong with your manifesting, so I'm super stoked to see like what you do when you feel better,
Me
but
too. I wanna feel better first. I want life to slow down for a minute, to where I don't feel like I have to work on the weekends and I don't feel like I like there's always something to do. I hate that feeling. You could be doing this, you could be getting ahead on this, you could be doing this. Save
Yeah.
yourself time later and do it now. Like, what the fuck is that any good for?
I don't understand that, especially if you don't have the energy for it. I'm like, why are you shoving this idea in my face? Like, the whole hustle culture is really messed up. It's like, what, burnout? Like, cool. Can't wait. Well, I will say there's a big eclipse happening on the 28th in Taurus. I can't remember if it's the moon. I think it's the moon. The sun already happened. So if you can take that day for yourself and just like take 10 minutes to think about that job where you're like the CEO or like the owner operator, whatever you want to call yourself, the
Meditate
boss.
on it.
Just 10 minutes under that eclipse, whenever the time is, if you can find it, if you're awake. I know sometimes they happen late in the morning. I feel like that would be really good for you, and then just keep doing what you got to do, girl. But I'm proud of you. I'm always going to be checking in on you, and I appreciate you making the time for me, and having me back here.
always have you back here. You're
Okay.
the greatest. You're the fairy godmother of the podcast.
Okay.
We gotta
I
pick me a
feel.
star egg. What should we pick?
Oh. There's no boob emoji.
I was gonna say the same shit.
I'm so sad. Why is there no boob? There's nothing weird
Wait.
about, like, there's like a bra, no, but there's like a bikini. Oh, this is gonna drive me crazy.
There's a
My phone's
fried
about to die
egg,
too.
isn't there?
The Friday.
There's a fried egg emoji. Let's see.
What about the little ghost, like for the bed sheet? Like that was really cute. I
Okay,
don't
okay,
know.
okay. Yes. If you got through the whole entire podcast, please go and comment on the newest Instagram post, a ghost
Yeah.
emoji.
Ghost emoji.
And
Gray in seasons.
I am so sorry to everyone who has DM'd the show asking if we are ever going to post again. I try to answer everybody and say, like, we are, we're just tired, but this is my public service announcement. We're alive, barely. And you actually, you know what? For once, there will be two episodes in a row because week after, we'll have Hannah back on the show. So you get Lindsay and you get Hannah in a month. Wow. Claps and snap.
Good job. Snaps. Oh, snap.
No one is ever in our country. I think the only person who we regularly have on the show who's in America is Sierra Vandervoort. Everybody else is
Oh,
like
yeah.
Australia, England, Canada. And we're just like, we'll work with your time zone.
Oh my gosh. Where are you located in the States? I feel like I was close to you last week.
You were, weren't you? Were you in Tennessee? Where were
I
you?
was in May, I was in Tennessee.
Where were you last week?
I was in Philadelphia, New York, and New Jersey.
I'm in Virginia.
Which Virginia, though? There's a bunch.
No,
Virginia.
there's one Virginia and then there's one West Virginia. There's not a
Okay.
bunch.
So, Virginia State. You said
Yeah.
Richmond, right? Oh, crap. I think I have another friend there, too, who literally texted me today, has been like, why you no talk to me no more?
Really? Like in Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Hold on, let me look. Let me look. Where are you?
Wow,
Oh.
this city is so small. I've probably know someone who knows someone who knows them.
Damn. Okay, I was closer to you last week than I ever was in a while. The closest I was like Philadelphia.
Yes.
So that's wild. Damn, Richmond. I haven't been to Richmond. I did play there with my old band. I did play Richmond. It was very interesting.
Wait, when?
God, probably 2016, 18. I have to look go back. There's like this whole website that lists like every show I ever played with Cradle of Filth, and it's like somewhere in there we brought the whole spooky gang to the town, probably on a hot summer day because it's, you know, how we do.
That's
But
so cool.
yeah, I've toured the States too much.
Richmond's pretty cool. I like it here, but honestly, I want to visit Canada and see what the big hullabaloo is about Canada. It's all my
Oh, you're
friends
always
live
welcome
in.
here. There's a spa near my place. I have a guest bedroom. I have two asshole cats, so you feel right at home.
Hey, my passport will be here in a month and a half, so don't you test me, lady.
Oh, cool. We'll just start a coven. We'll just manifest everything together.
The Canadian Coven.
There we go.
Manifest your
That's what I'm
wildest
calling the coven.
dreams. I like it.
We go. All right.
Well,
We
people,
can...
it's been fun. It's been real.
She's so tired. I wish you all could see her face right now. She's not
Honestly,
lying when
my
they
eyes are
say
just
they're
like
tired.
swollen from fucking crying today.
Well, you look fabulous.
Oh, you
That's
flatter
where the
me.
glow, that's where the glow comes from. It's hydration of your tears. But yeah, no. Please take care of yourself. You know. Your fans need you.
Oh, please. They probably think I died. I'm alive, guys, and we will be back. We'll be back next week. We will leave all of Lindsay's at handles. I said ats.
Mats.
All her handles in the description as per usual.
show her love, and
I love y'all.
She'll obviously be back here because she always comes back. This is her third time.
Wow, feel really special. But I'm on my favorite podcast three times.
You're the best.
Thanks. No, but you are.
We love you guys so much, and we'll be back with another episode before you can yell at us again for not being back with a new episode. Okay.